Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, June 20th, 2021, the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jasica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. And so we have in this gospel, Jesus taking the disciples out into the deep waters, crossing to the other side. And there are other boats with them. And of course, going out into the sea, if you've ever gone out into a boat, it can be intimidating, obviously, the sea being large and you're going out on this boat kind of away from the land. You are in a difficult position, especially in the time of Jesus, the boats there and then going into a storm where there's a big windstorm and waves are beating on the boat. And, the disciples were afraid. And of course, Jesus is sleeping. And it's interesting, Jesus kind of taking this opportunity to teach the disciples. You know, they're afraid. They wake him up and say, "Jesus, you know, help us out. It's a big storm. Aren't you afraid?" And he woke up and he rebuked the wind and the sea and said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a calm. And you can see it if you've been to, on a lake or in a pond, and then there's this calmness and stillness. And it's beautiful to see, especially in contrary to a big storm. And he says, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Well, this gospel is reminding us that, of course, when we go through in our voyage of life, we're going to encounter storms. We're going to encounter high winds, waves that will beat on our boat in our journey from, this life to the kingdom. We all know those difficulties, those dark moments, the multiple storms, sickness, illness, doubt, fear, isolation, suffering, sinfulness. We all go into those various storms. And what's beautiful of this gospel that reminds us is that Jesus is always with us. Now, Jesus journeys with us in this pilgrimage, in the ship of our lives, that he's always there. And of course, in our times, in the times of the storms of our lives, we should and we need to turn to the Lord. We need to seek his grace. "Lord, help us. Look, the storm." And Jesus calms our hearts, calms our souls. We're going to go through storms. Jesus won't take those storms away, because what he says is, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Jesus was telling the disciples, saying, as long as I'm with you, don't be afraid of the storms. Don't be afraid of the waves. Trust in me, call upon me, and I will bring peace to your hearts. And I will not let the storm overwhelm you. Of course, in the midst of those storms, those are very difficult things for us to endure and perceive. And yet we do know the first thing that we should do when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel that we're going to be, our boat's going to tip over, we turn to the Lord. We awaken him in our hearts. And say, "Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, guide me. Lord, bring me peace and bring me calm." And of course, the Lord, His presence, His love, His grace, His light, does give us strength and allows us to endure the storms. And He will always, if as long as we trust in Him, get us to the other side. The Lord has the power to forgive, to heal, to help us look beyond the storms and see the other side, helps us stay focused on those things that are most important, and will guide us to safe harbors. That means for us, we need to let go of control, trying to do things all on our own. And we have to be able to humble ourselves and say, Lord, help us. Lord, save me. Lord, guide me. Lord, love me. Lord, I have nowhere else to turn. You know, You have the words of everlasting life. We're going to all, and we have all faced various difficulties in the midst of the pandemic, but in our lives, trials, difficulties, pain, sorrows, darkness. And yet, in all of those moments when we turn to the Lord, He offers us hope, light, peace, even in the midst of the most fiercest storms. Let us rely on the Lord and not just ourselves. We need to sometimes, you know, waken up that gift of faith in us, say, Jesus, help me. And of course, if we're always attentive, if we're always close to the Lord, we really should never be afraid. Or if we are, that fear never overwhelms us, never capsizes us, never pulls us away from that eternal love and hope that is the gift of Christ, who is life, who is the Lord of all creation, and who at His moment's voice calms the storms and the waves, calms our hearts, and leads us to shore. May we, as we prepare for this weekend, recognize and look at the storms in our lives and ask the Lord for help. Ask the Lord for peace. Ask the Lord to bring us ashore. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.